Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Larry Bluestein, Danny Garcia, we take you up until 8 o'clock this evening. Glad you could join us. If you miss any of our show this evening, seven interviews in all, just go to WQAM.com. Go to the top of the page where it says podcast. Click that, and you'll see South Florida High School Sports. You could not only catch up from this show, but hundreds and hundreds of shows in the past. On Saturday, FAU and FIU in the annual Don Shula Trophy Bowl. It was played in Boca Raton. It's been one of those games, where I think FAU's kind of dominated over the years, and this year was no exception. The Owls came away with a 38-20 win for their first victory of the year after losing to Michigan State and Army. Justin Backer from the Palm Beach Post was on hand, and he kind of fills us in on what happened. Justin, thanks so much for taking the time on this Monday evening, and certainly FAU started the season with losses to Michigan State and Army, but bounced back. Thanks so much for joining the show. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, first off, thank you guys for having me. And as you mentioned, FAU started the year kind of rough. The Michigan State game, I would say, was a little inspiring in a way. You know, that's a tough environment for them to go in. They've never really played an opponent like that. They're not used to that opponent. They went in there and they took it down to the wire. You know, it's a one possession game with a minute left. They had a chance. Obviously, not the result they wanted, but week two against Army was simply not the result that they were looking for at all after that Michigan State game. You know, they just got destroyed on the ground, really. They really didn't have a chance from the start. And, just not great. But this game against FIU, that's a great win, in my opinion. It's a rival school, obviously, as you mentioned, storied rivalry. They've really dominated this rivalry against FIU historically. They're 17-4 against them all time. You know, the run game was great in this one. Zaberry Mobley had 134 yards and three touchdowns all in the first half. I mean, that's super impressive. The defense came away with five takeaways. And it's an important game for them to win considering the amount of recruits that were in attendance. You know, this is a game against a rival school who's close to them in proximity, who's going to be competing for similar recruits. You know, you want to put on an impression for these guys, and they certainly did that. So that's a really good win for FAU. They have a chance to go into the bye week after these games against UConn and Wagner with some momentum. These are two favorable matchups, so they can go into the bye week at 3-2. And, yeah, really kind of turned the season around after a rough start.
Yeah, you talk about that first half. They got up 24-7, cruised along, although Cam Fancher didn't have a great beginning of that game. They did go to Mobley from Miami Northwestern down here, so everybody kind of knows him. He, as you said, he ran for 134 yards, scored three times. To get that balance, I know that Coach Herman was talking about that during the spring to me when they were talking about my objective on offense was to get balance. You know, we have a good quarterback coming in. We have really good receivers. Our offensive line is much improved, but we got to run the ball as well as we do passing. Talk about that, because it seemed like they accomplished.
Yeah, I would say running the ball is honestly like their main way of offense right now, because they've struggled through the air, with all due respect. B.J. Alexander is out for the entire season. He would have been the go-to guy in the passing game with, you know, LeJonte Wester departing for Colorado. I mean, it's really hard to replace any guy like that, someone who takes up 80% of your targets, 80% of your receptions and touchdowns. It's hard to replace any guy like that. But B.J. Alexander would have been a go-to guy in their offense, and he's out for the season. So they've been looking towards Amari Hayes and Jayshon Platt, who've had their moments. But overall, the offense through the air has been a bit of a struggle. And, you know, that's why they've gone to the run game as much. Herman has said it himself. The wide receiver room is what it is. So that's probably why they've ran the ball so much. I mean, Fancher himself, his best attribute arguably could be his running. So right. I would say that that's probably their best attribute offensively. That's how they're going to create a lot of their looks. And, yeah.
You know, you take a look. Okay, we talk about those two players, but you know, guys like Jaden Wheeler, who had a pretty good game as well, and Jayshon Platt, and guys that we've heard of in the past. Even you take a look at Morgan Suarez, who everybody was banking on as a pretty good kicker. It seemed like they got, especially getting up. What were they up 38-7 at one point, I believe, in the game?
Yeah,
is getting up that much. They got an opportunity to look at some of the players, like the kid Kazir Brown and players like that that they had hoped to really get a lot out of. Talk about that, because as you mentioned, going into this next two games against UConn and Wagner, things are gonna need for these young guys to step up to fill in, and just because maybe a senior or a junior may go down, they don't want to lose that much. So the importance of these next two games and that FIU game, I mean, that could set a tone for the season.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned the depth. Like I've said, they've been hit by the injury bug. Alexander's out for the year. Dotry Richardson broke his hand in pregame warmups against FIU. Day-Day Hill didn't finish the game against FIU due to an ankle injury. He had a boot on after the game. They were kind of making it seem like it wasn't that big of a deal, but anytime you see a guy with a boot on, it's not a good sight. So they need the young guys to, be able to come in and step up and, provide quality depth for these guys, especially given the state of the injuries right now. You mentioned Kazir Brown. He's looked impressive through the first 3 weeks. He's had two really nice interceptions on the sideline. And, they need these guys to step up. That's the only way they're going to get back on track. If this FIU game is as long as it's not a flash in the pan, they have a chance to get back on track for the rest of the season and, possibly, reach that 8-9 win ceiling that some people had predicted before the season started.
Yeah, no doubt. Justin Backer joined us. He writes for the Palm Beach Post and does a tremendous job. And certainly, when you take a look, Justin, you were talking about the schedule, playing UConn this week up in Bristol. And then the following week, they come home for two. After you said after the bye week, they're still home against North Texas. So they've got a pretty favorable schedule. You still got to play USF. Still got East Carolina and Temple. Still got to play Charlotte and obviously at Tulsa. So this year's schedule is like last year. It's challenging. But I would think with some of the transfers that they've got in, as you mentioned, plus a lot of the recruits who are starting to hit. And I thought that they had a really, if not one of their best recruiting year last year. They came away with a lot of really good kids, and they're already striking right now for the next wave in 2025. You mentioned all the recruits were there. How important was that? That had to have been really important because a lot of those recruits were there, obviously from Dade, Broward, Palm Beach, maybe in, up to the Treasure Coast. They're seeing a lot of kids that they played with or played against that are playing now.
Yeah, it's certainly important because, like I said, they're playing a rival school that's in close proximity of each other. So a lot of these kids were invited by FAU to come and watch the game, but I'm sure a lot of them were also paying attention to FIU a little bit and seeing what they have to offer. I mean, like I said, a lot of these kids are probably going to be, talking to both of these schools. I'm sure these schools are competing for similar recruits. So it's very important that FAU came out and made a statement like that and basically dominated the game really from the first quarter on. I mean, the first quarter right off rip, FIU came out and scored a really quick touchdown three plays in. You think, oh no, here we go again for FAU. And, FAU turned around and basically dominated the rest of the game on both sides of the ball, really, and just made a statement, really, if you ask me. If I'm a recruit that was in the crowd watching that game, I would be way more impressed with what I saw from FAU than what I saw from FIU.
Good stuff. Justin, let everybody know how they can follow you, social media, where they can read all your stories as well online.
Yeah, you guys can follow me on Twitter. My username is just my name, JustinBacker_. You can read all my stuff on the Palm Beach Post. I post an article probably once or twice a week, so check me out on there. And, yeah.
Good stuff. We'll catch up with you during the season, see how the year is progressing. Appreciate your information. Glad that you had a pretty good game, a good way to start things off at 1-2 heading to Connecticut. Justin, thanks so much. We'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks for having me.
Good stuff. Justin Backer, FAU football, Palm Beach Post does a really, really good job. And especially from a recruiting standpoint, to get those kids, on campus and getting he was 100% right, because a lot of those prospects that FAU is recruiting, FIU is right there in the mix as well, and certainly an important game.